Ultra
A cup of decaf sounds kind of nice.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Hey.
Michelle.
Of the two, pull for separate discussion. Mayor Irons?
I don't know about the rest of the board. I'd like to pull A3. Anybody else on our board? Okay.
Well, I apologize. There's three items.
Thank you.
All right. So, Mayor Irons, since you have the floor, could you, go ahead and do a motion on A1 and 2?
Yes. I'd make a motion that we approve items A1 and A2. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries.
Okay, Kayukas, motion to approve items A1 and A2.
So moved.
Thank
second.
You, Dan. Motion by Dan, second by Dan. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Item A3, Mayor Irons.
Thank you. I just wanted to just give an opportunity to have a brief update on this item, and I thought I'd just had a question for Mr. Keough on the key projects that were laid out in the staff report and what that might be.
Basically, we started kind of gathering data for the MMRP and trying to wrap our hands and heads around that process. But the last month we spent mostly prioritizing projects that we would bring forward in this next fiscal year, because budget time is upon us and the city demanded that we produce some numbers. So the projects that we're looking at right now, the big projects are cleaning and rehabilitation of one of the digesters, installation of screens at the Influent Headworks, rehab of the flights and the mechanisms in the chlorine contact tank, and I've got some rehab on one building, and there's a fifth one out there, and I can't remember what that one is, but the first three I mentioned were the big ticket items that I have outlined so far.
Great, thank you. Any questions from this board? Seeing none, I would make a motion to approve item A3. Second from Ms. Johnson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Turn it over to Cayuga's board.
Thank you, Mayor Irons. Motion to approve item A3. Motion by Shirley.
Second.
Second by Dan Lloyd. Any other discussion on that item? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, I apologize. Thank you. Richard? Would anyone in the public like to comment? Thank you for the reminder. Seeing none, we'll go to old business. Presentation of the fiscal year 2011-12 audit. I believe Susan will do that for us.
Thank you. Good evening, President Enns and board members, Mayor Irons and council members.
My name is Susan Slayton, and I'm the Administrative Services Director with the City of Morro Bay. You have the 2011-12 audit brought back to you tonight, and I had sent out an email after the last meeting asking if there were any additional questions, and I've received none. So I assume that everyone is okay with the audit as it is, and I'm hoping that tonight it will be accepted. And if you do happen to have some questions, I'll have to take them with me, answer them, and then bring them back. And then, of course, we could bring the audit back again if we need to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Morro Bay, any questions?
I'll turn it down to my right. Does anybody have any questions on this item? Christine?
Good evening. Thank you very much for the presentation, Ms. Slayton. I wanted to just clarify my comments from the previous meeting about this item. And what I was concerned about was the presentation of Mr. Crosby at the time. It seemed to indicate that there had been considerable lack of communication between the auditor and perhaps the City of Morro Bay. And I was just concerned about the presentation style and what he was indicating through his public comment. So I appreciate the extra time to come back and look at the item, and I spoke with Ms. Slayton about that, and at this point I don't have any issues, but I just want to thank her for coming again tonight and for being open to discussion. Thanks.
Thank you for that. Any other comments or questions on this item? Seeing none, I'd make a motion to approve item we'll turn it over to public comment at this point after Cayucas. Thank you.
We'll get this right eventually.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Cayucas, any questions on item B1?
No.
Seeing none.
Ms. Luker, give us an update on that, and then Mr. Keogh might have some comments as well.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and Board. Just a quick update for you. The City of Morro Bay has issued an RFP for a project consultant. The RFP was issued approximately 3 weeks ago. It is due on April 15th. It is on the website, and it is downloadable from the website. Technology is great. One drawback to the technology that we have is that we are not aware of how many people have pulled the RFP because it is downloadable. However, we have had a number of qualified firms call the city and inquire about the project, so we're looking forward to that. That does close on the 15th. On Tuesday night at the City Council meeting, we expanded the selection committee that was outlined in that RFP. Originally, it was three members of staff and our subcommittee, Mayor Irons and Councilmember Smuckler, and we've added five community members to that selection committee that will be reviewing the RFP. And I missed somebody. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My apologies. Councilmember Christine Johnson and Mayor Irons.
Thank you.
And they'll be reviewing the RFPs and making a recommendation. The City of Morro Bay is also holding a study session, which is scheduled for April 29th, 6 p.m. at the Morro Bay Veterans Hall. It will be a study session where we're predominantly looking at the sites that were identified and doing some evaluation of those sites. And then last but not least, the appraisal on the Rigetti project, the appraisal on the Rigetti property is in the works, and we expect a return document by the end of April. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Luker. Bruce, Mr. Keogh, did you have any comments on that to add to that?
Yeah, I was just going to add that we did go to a presentation. The mayor and myself attended a presentation in San Luis Obispo last Friday afternoon by a company called GE2, and they basically were promoting a solid waste to energy concept, and they're looking to gather support within the county to potentially look at the feasibility of doing something like that around here. It's a pretty interesting concept. I don't know that they have any on the ground right now, but it's certainly something that we'll keep tabs on as we move forward.
Thanks for that. Any other comments?
I just had a follow-up question. How well attended was that by other jurisdictions?
There was representatives from Pismo Beach, City of San Luis, City of San Luis and the County of San Luis?
City of San Luis, there's two representatives from the county.
And two representatives from the county.
And so. Then some of the other consultants that were there as well.
And that's a regional biosolids handling concept? Is that?
They're promoting anything from biosolids to solid waste. They'll take anything you got that you can burn, basically. That's really the concept that they're promoting, something that you can combust.
And so it is incineration?
It's pyrolysis and plasma arc. It's a whole new technology, and it'll be interesting to see how it works.
It was interesting. It was a waste stream and how to maximize that instead of just going to the landfill. So it was quite interesting. Any other comments on C1? Okay, I'll turn it over to Cayugas for public comment after you're done.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
Okay, I think Dan Lloyd will give us a little update on progress we've made with looking at a future wastewater treatment plant.
Great,
Dan.
Thanks, Robert. We've had two meetings with WSC. At those two meetings, we first discussed, we reviewed our overall objectives to be considered by Cayucas for a standalone wastewater treatment facility. We asked them to discuss, at that meeting we discussed disposal options for the treatment facilities and essentially what various options we have ahead of us. A lot of that has to do with the treatment level for reuse. Then we discussed our reuse options and what we would do with that water and what level of treatment was required for that level of reuse, depending on where it would go. Whether we're going to spray it on the hillsides, are we going to inject it into the ground, are we going to make it available for use in public facilities or places. Then we asked them to prepare an outline that we could review at a second meeting of the options that we had discussed at the first meeting. So at the second meeting, we had an outline. We went over those various options, refined that outline, and have asked them to prepare some more specific information related to the treatment options, disposal, and options for reuse. Some of that, of course, obviously deals with should we be using the existing outfall going forward? Should all the water be used for
been asked to come back with some cost parameters for these options of breaking off with Morro Bay. There were some issues that were brought up at one of your meetings about, where the break-even point is compared to where you are now. And I wondered if any of that work had been done at this point or is in the process.
Dan, before you answer, let's just see if there are any other questions. Seeing no more public comments, I'll bring it back to the council and board. Dan, would you like to comment?
Sure. Be happy to respond. Cost is absolutely everything, ultimately. So what we've been trying to do so far, Richard, is define what the box looks like, what are all the components that go into the box, and then once we have refined that, the configuration of the box, then we're going to get into cost. So more specifically, I expect that we'll have some cost information probably in the meeting after next. We've asked them to really kind of refine where we're going. We've had good meetings. It's kind of amazing how broad-ranged and how interrelated all of these issues are with respect to treatment, disposal, and reuse. They really have quite an interesting matrix of options. So the cost is really a function of, not to get too boring in detail here, really a function of do we take a very low-key approach to treatment and then use it to spray irrigated, to say irrigate the hillsides, which is an appropriate treatment method, all the way to using water in a public space and or recharging that or using it for agricultural purposes. All of those have different levels of treatment, different levels of cost. So our matrix is really where we're headed, so that we have a high to low or bookend, if you will, the costs related to low use treatment to high reuse treatment levels. So I expect we're going to have some in about probably in 2 months because I think it's about that much process.
Thank you, Dan. Noah, did you have some questions?
Yeah, actually, my questions were more in regards to the men's colony and the interest that's been expressed from members of the public as well as members of our board to look more closely at that as an option and get a little deeper, a bit more informal, but in touch with the men's colony and the different players out there. So I wanted to, I've requested from our staff that we begin that dialogue with them. We've had some meetings that happened just by chance at the IRWM hearings just recently with some of their staffers, and there's definitely some interest there, at least in exploring what might work or at least getting some of the basics out there. So I wanted to go ahead and ask the Cayucas Board if you'd be interested, as we facilitate this first meeting, if you'd be interested in attending that.
Well, we're interested in attending any meetings, but Rick, would you like to comment on that?
Good evening. I think we need about another month to get our matrix figured out with WSC, and then we'll be able to see where we head from there. We are interested in meetings with CMC, and we have been, you know, hearing rumors back and forth, but we just need one more meeting with WSC, and that's scheduled in 2 or 3 weeks, and then we'll be able to put everything together.
I would have one response for you, Mr. Finn. I guess to dispel that there's rumors that basically we're just discussing our options right now, so there really there's no rumors, but you know we're discussing what our options are with CMC, I think is what we're doing here, so thanks.
Did I say rumors?
No, I just wanted to just clarify that we are discussing all our options and dispel any rumor. Thanks.
Okay. Any other comments? Christine?
Thank you very much. I had a question that's just sort of thinking ahead as we enter our process for some reevaluation. So I know you mentioned objectives for a standalone plant or standalone project that you're working with. Would those do you believe those objectives would be transferable to a potential joint project?
Well, I would say absolutely. More particularly, it's an educative process where it elevates our level of consciousness and understanding of the issues and the variables that we're both communities going to have to deal with. So, yes, everything we're doing is essentially transferable to the effort that will all be going on, and I think we're going to be in a better position as this board to assist as in going forward with you folks, too, as we get down the road towards perhaps a mutual position. So I think it's additive in a sense. Christine.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Well, okay on this side. Thank you.
All right. No action required on this item, so if there's no further discussion, we can go to item C2. Discussion and approval to terminate the consultant services agreements with Delzite, Dudek, McCabe & Company, and Montgomery Watson Harza. Mayor Irons, do you like to open this item?
Yes. This item is, as you announced, basically we had this contract suspended at one point, and we brought it back to formally discuss at this juncture termination, and I'll turn it over to our board for any discussion on this. Anybody to the right have any comments on this?
No comments before public comment.
Thanks. I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. Cayucas Board, any comments?
Not at this time.
I just had one question of Bruce Keough. Bruce, we spent a lot of time and energy selecting MWH. Is that someone that we would want to keep for future design of our plant, or is that at this point we just let it go and then rebid the whole thing?
My guess would be at this point that you're going to rebid the whole thing. I mean, I think there's going to be such a massive change in the project structure that you're probably going to want to go back out when you go to design. MWH has expressed desire and the willingness to work or help us out in the interim, because I'm sure they don't want to see the contract go away. But I think in the long run, you're probably going to rebid that contract.
Okay, I just know that they had done a lot of preliminary work, a lot of homework. They're already up to speed. Thought it might be in our interest to keep them on board, but if it's all has to go out to bid again, then it doesn't make any difference.
Well, I would defer to the attorneys, but I think you're several years away from that effort, so it may be, you know, I don't know how you bridge that gap with them.
And Robert, additionally, that over here,
yeah, sorry.
That agreement was pretty specific to the now dead and buried project.
Oh, it was specific to the site?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from Cayucas? Mayor Irons, would you like to go ahead and make a motion?
I'd open it up for public comment.
Public comment.
If anybody would be so inclined.
Richard Margetson. I only have 3 minutes, but first of all, the staff report. That's the staff report. There's no information in here for the public, unless I missed it, as to how much has been spent on these four firms at this point. There's a couple of these contracts that were basically a complete waste of money. And to even think, after the history they have with this project and the history they have with the Los Osos project, of even considering Montgomery Watson Harza again, is, I think that's going to cause you some problems out in the public. They completely failed in Los Osos. Even after the Coastal Commission initially told you that project wasn't going to be approved, these people told you to keep pursuing it. Even DUDAC or the alternative analysis. Same thing happened in Los Osos. They told us could not build the project out by the cemetery. There's a videotape, I think I've mentioned this before, of the general manager of the CSD and the gentleman that worked for you from Montgomery Watson Harza. I can't remember his name now. At the site, the videotape was done to show at a CSD meeting with the reasons why it couldn't be built there. They had to come up with overriding conditions to get it through the Coastal Commission. The project was stopped. Where's the project going to be located now? Right behind the cemetery in Los Osos. But the alternatives analysis back then couldn't do it. The only place you could build that project was in the middle of town in Los Osos. And it'd be nice in the future if some of these consultants, especially McCabe, their compensation was based on performance. They get paid a base
2013 staff report.
Thanks for that. Noah?
Yeah, thank you. This is a follow-up to that. The idea of performance-based contracts was raised and was actually something that I called for with the last contract, specifically for the lobbyist position. At that point, we were told that either we could depend on them working because it was part of their reputation, and their professional reputation was going to ensure that they do the best service that they could for us. And then I recall hearing somewhat that there were legal issues with us asking for performance-based contracts. So I'd like that answer to know what, going forward, what options we have in regards to performance-based contracting. I'm not sure what form that would be applied, but it would be an interesting thing to know at a future meeting, or if there's some input at this point. I'd appreciate that.
Okay. If we can't, that might be something we discuss for a future agenda item then, if that's something that worth going forward on.
But I think, you know, it's somewhat challenging because you have That, the lobbyist position was obvious to a permit, but when it comes to a design contractor or so on, it gets a little more challenging to see how that could fit. But it'd be an interesting question to have answered.
Thanks for that. I just asked. No? Okay. So we can maybe bring that back to a future agenda item. Anything else on the Moore Bay Board? Seeing none, I'll go back to Cayucas.
Anyone in Cayucas care to comment?
No.
Seeing none, go ahead and make a motion.
Yes, I'd make a motion that we approve item C2 to terminate the contracts as noted in our staff report.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Motion carries. Back to Cayucas.
Thank you. Cayucas, same motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 4-0. With that, we'll look at scheduling our next joint meeting. Bruce, do you have a date for that?
Second Thursday of May. I'm looking at the calendar right here. The 9th of May.
May 9th, and Morro Bay will be hosting, is that right?
That'd be correct.
And any other items for that agenda that we know of right now?
I'll open it up to questions on this side. Any future agenda items? I don't know if you wanted to address that the agenda item that you were talking about, Noah, as far as performance-based contract or not.
Yeah, I would like to add that to the list of future agenda items, not that it necessarily has to be coming back at the next meeting, but at some point it would be interesting to have a review of the potential for the value and options of, I guess you could say, that performance-based contracting would be a way to put it, and then let staff clarify it from there.
Okay. Is that descriptive enough, Mr. Keough?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I've got my notes here. I can follow up with you as well. Okay, good. All right. All that, is that all good for this side over here? Good. Okay. Seeing none, we'll turn it back to Cayucas.
Thank you. Any items that the Cayucas Board would like to add?
I'll just let you know I won't be here on May 9th.
All right. But I'm what was our, we have a meeting with WSC prior to the 9th, do you recall?
I'll tell you.
O'clock on the 9th. So we'll be meeting with WSC that afternoon. So we'll have that same report that we have on this one. It'll be a verbal report because we'll have just finished a meeting with them.
Okay, great.
Anything else? If not, then we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing on May 9th.